As part of arriving, to close your eyes and from the inside out adjust your sitting posture. Let the posture support an inner environment that's alert. So you're sitting upright, not stiff, but upright. And an inner atmosphere of ease, which means to, in the midst of that uprightness, see if you can just relax and soften a bit. Let's take some full breaths together as a way of collecting attention, inhaling deeply to begin. And then a slow out breath, slow enough so you can feel the sensations of letting go. And again, a full deep in breath, filling the chest, filling the lungs. Holding the breath for a moment, stretching open the chest, the shoulders back and down, holding, holding, and then again a slow out breath, letting go, and once again inhaling deeply, holding for a moment just to feel the sensations of the fullness of the breath. And then gently exhaling, releasing, relaxing outward, letting the breath continue in a natural way, continuing to rest the attention with the breath. Relax with the breath. Noticing that the senses can be more awake. Just opening to receive the sounds that are around you. And with that same receptivity, the sensations and aliveness in the body. And bringing a gentle listening attention to the heart. And without any judgment, just notice the state of the heart right now. And that might include the physical experience in the heart area, whether there's pressure or tightness, flow, openness. Whether there's pleasantness or unpleasantness. There may be a certain weather system or mood that's felt at the heart area. Excitement or nervousness, apprehension, peace, happiness, sorrow. This is a practice of intimacy with our own being, just to listen and sense the state of our own hearts. And continuing to listen and sense what your heart longs for right now. If your heart could speak or express itself, what would be the yearning or longing of your heart? Is it for peace? We're feeling connection or belonging. Is it for presence? We're feeling alive. Is it for feeling safe? For wholeness? Is it to know truth? Take your time and continue to listen and sense right now in this moment what your heart most longs for. There may be words, as in a prayer, or just a felt sense, or even an image of what your heart longs for. As you're listening, just sense what your intention is for this evening. And it may be to touch what your heart longs for, or it may be something that will support that. What's important is just to connect with your own sincerity. It's a quality of innocence, feeling real in what matters. Letting the attention sweep through the body. Notice if there is any areas of obvious tightness or tension. And see what happens if you simply soften, loosen a little. Bringing a special attention to the area of the shoulders. You might sense a dissolving of ice to water there. Water to gas. Let the hands rest in a very easy and effortless way. Softening so that you can feel the aliveness, the movement of energy, the sense of space inside the hands. Loosening and softening in the belly so that you can let this next breath be received in a softening belly. This breath and again and again. You might sense the places of pressure where you're sitting, on your cushion or chair, where your feet contact the floor, where your hands rest touching each other or your legs. Warmth, pressure, And you might feel in a more comprehensive way all the sensations in this body, what's sometimes called the subtle body, this energy field, all at once, simultaneously, this field of aliveness. Letting this aliveness be that gateway to presence, that you know that you're here with the senses awake. These very sounds let you know you're right here. Vibration and tingling, right here. The simple movement of the breath, inflow, outflow, right here. Letting your intention be very simple tonight as we practice, which is to arrive again and again in the presence that's right here. Relax with what's happening right here. You might mentally whisper the word here. And just sense the aliveness and mystery, this changing flow. If it helps you to have a single anchor or home base to keep you connected with presence, you might rest and relax with the inflow, outflow of the breath. You might rest with the rising, falling of the breath at the chest or belly. The feeling of the whole body breathing. Perhaps sensations just in the hands and the feet. Maybe sound. What matters is that you know that you're here. Letting go over and over into the center of now. You might notice where your attention is right now. And if the mind's drifted, which is quite natural, it's what minds do, then this is a moment to remember your intention for presence. And just to invite yourself back, gently and without judgment, relaxing open again to notice the sounds that are actually right here. Choosing presence. Perhaps re-relaxing through the body, softening the shoulders, softening in the hands, the belly, you might sense what happens if you soften the heart area. Just relax the heart open a bit. And just connect with what's here. Breathing with and relaxing with whatever life is here. So there's an awareness of the foreground of sounds and sensations, moods, the breath. And there's also an awareness of that alert inner stillness, that which is aware. This wakeful openness. It's really our deepest nature. Just to relax and be that. In a few moments, you'll hear the sounding of the gong. And I'd like to invite you to again choose presence, to receive the sound current. And then presence as you open your eyes and notice and take in the colors, shapes, forms around you. And continue to sense presence as you move, stretch, speak some. So there's a continuity in your practice of awareness.